Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall, along with our Midday theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Tom.
Judy joins us on Zoom, and we're going to talk about The Great Leap. It's at the Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda. So, Judy, I know this because you told me. Mao Zedong's economic plan in the late 1950s in China was referred to as the Great Leap Forward. So does the Great Leap in this play refer to the same thing?
Well, it does, but that doesn't figure directly into the play. I have to say, Tom, this is a really absorbing play. It was written by Lauren Yee in 2018. It works on many levels, and the title, The Great Leap, has several meanings. It's a play about basketball. Basketball is very popular in China, which I didn't know. And according to the play, Mao was a big fan. The play focuses on a fictitious exhibition friendship game in Beijing. The game is between the University of San Francisco's team and a Chinese team in June of 1989 during the Tiananmen Square protests. So the title can refer to physical leaps that players make in basketball. And Great Leap has another potential meaning, leap of faith. Leap of faith that a team takes that it can win. There's a pivotal character in the play named Manford. He's a 17-year-old Chinese-American high school student. And Manford makes a leap of faith that he can wrangle his way onto the USF team and play in China. I brought a clip. You're going to hear Randy Nguyen Ta as a very hyper Manford, and he's trying to convince Eric Hissom as the USF coach to put him on the team. Let's listen.
When you say jump, I say 10 feet. I don't drink, I don't eat, I don't breathe. That's not true. I don't know why I put that. I live for the moment. I am the I in team.
You done yet?
And if you don't give me a chance, I will regret this for the rest of my life. Or, no, you. You will regret this for the rest of your life. I'm just gonna stop now and show you what I can do. Ugh, I should have started with that. Okay, here I go.
Come on, coach, put me in. That's Randy Nguyen Ta and Eric Hissom. They're in Roundhouse Theater's production of The Great Leap. So, Judy, this is a play about basketball. How do they do that on stage? Is there a hoop? Do they actually shoot hoops? Do we see them score?
There is no hoop. There are quite a few basketballs, and some of the moves are mimed. Part of this play is set in 1971 at the time of ping pong diplomacy during the Cultural Revolution. USF coach Saul Slezak is sent to China to teach the Chinese the American version of basketball. And Wen Chang is his translator, and he is shocked by Saul's profanity. Theatergoers, be warned. Wen Chang is very funny translating this profanity into language that will be acceptable to the Communist Party. Saul gives him some parting advice. It's about more than basketball. He's talking about aggressively grabbing opportunity. Wen Chang finds this very un-Chinese, but he takes the advice. Let's listen.
Wen Chang.
Yes, Coach Saul.
One more piece of advice.
Yes.
18 years. That's how long you got.
For what?
The longest NBA careers you're going to see are 18, 19 years at best. You start at 18, and you're lucky if you hit 36 and you can still run down the court without blowing your knees out. And you want to know why?
Because you Americans are always running. You can never wait your turn.
Because 18 years and it all starts to break down. So you got to ask yourself, who do I want to be 18 years from now?
Well, he's got a point. It does all start to break down eventually. That's Eric Hissom and Grant Chang in The Great Leap at Roundhouse in Bethesda. So, Judy, you say that the play operates on a bunch of different levels. Give us some examples.
Well, this is a very, very rich play. I mean, for starters, even though the game is fictitious, there's a lot of history in The Great Leap. It takes place at two pivotal times in the history of modern China and of Chinese-American relations. So history is one level. Sports, of course, is another level. The play has a lot of humor, some having to do with basketball. And there's also a very serious section near the end when commentary on the 1989 exhibition game also becomes commentary on what's going on in Tiananmen Square. At one point, Wen Chang says, there will be no winner in this confrontation. And he's referring to both the game and to Tiananmen Square. Family is another level, particularly father-son relationships. Manford is the son of a single Chinese mother in San Francisco. He never knew his father. And Coach Saul says he regards his team as family, and he sees himself in Manford. So there's a father and son thing going on there between Saul and Manford. And there's also a mystery about Manford's father's, his birth father. I solved this by the end of the first act, but I'm not going to spoil it. And don't forget that leap of faith that I mentioned, having faith in yourself, understanding yourself, coming of age. In the clip that we just heard, Coach Saul tells Wen Cheng about the difference 18 years can make. And Wen Cheng undergoes profound changes during that time. Manford also learns and grows, but in a much shorter time.
Yes, there's a lot of change, and it sounds like the actors are pretty good at conveying change, and I think it's clear that you really admire the play. What do you think of the cast? Do you admire them as well?
For the most part, yes, I do. I also admire the way Jennifer Chang's direction brings out the tensions among the characters, the effect that they have on each other. Grant Chang plays Wen Cheng as a naive, fearful party member in 1971. By 1989, he's become much more self-assured. And by the end of the play, Grant Cheng's character has become his own man. And that wasn't easy at that time in China. I was disappointed in Eric Hissom's portrayal of Coach Saul. Saul is from the Bronx. He's arrogant. He's crude. Hissom's Saul is largely a caricature, kind of the ugly American. Randy Nguyen Ta, who plays Manford, makes him incredibly young and overly confident and impulsive. You could hear some of that. It all comes through. But Manford is also a fast talker. And especially at the start, Randy Nguyen Ta talks so fast, he's difficult to understand. I should mention that there's one other character, Connie. Her Chinese-American family has been taking care of Manford since his mother died. It's not a large part, but Lois Shi does a fine job with it. She leaves no doubt that Connie is on Manford's side.
So Lauren Yi is a playwright that Linnell and I admire. We saw a production of one of her plays at Baltimore Center Stage a little while ago. That was also about, I'm blanking on the name of the play, but wasn't that also about family and stuff like that?
Yes. And it was called King of the Yis back in 2018. Right. Seems like a long time ago now. That was a semi-autobiographical play about the playwright's relationship with her father. In an author's note in the script of The Great Leap, Yi tells us that her father played basketball in San Francisco, and he actually played some exhibition games against Chinese opponents in China in the 1980s. So he's her inspiration. But she also writes, quote, "This play is not my father's story, but it is a story like it." I enjoyed King of the Yis. I remember that you did too, of course. But The Great Leap has a much broader reach, and it's also easier to follow. King of the Yis was a rather complicated play. I found The Great Leap and Roundhouse's production absolutely fascinating. And Tom, the timing is propitious. I mean, this past Monday, President Biden held his first formal meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, partly in an attempt to ease relations between the two countries. So maybe it's time for more friendship basketball.
There you go. We had Finding Fellowship in the first part of the show and then Friendship Basketball. The Great Leap. It's at Roundhouse Theater up in Bethesda, I guess over in Bethesda. It's there until December 5th. You have to be vaccinated in order to attend. You will wear a mask during the performance. You can stream it online beginning the day after Thanksgiving. We've got more information at WIPR.org/midday. And so, Judy, we're going to take next week off because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But the week after that, you're going to interview a wonderful actor who's got Baltimore connections. Who are we going to talk to?
Oh, yes. That's Andre DeShields, recent Tony Award winner, and he's going to be performing with the Baltimore Symphony.
Great. Well, we look forward to that conversation with you and Andre DeShields, a person you've covered for many, many years. So thanks so much, and have a wonderful holiday, and we'll talk to you then. Appreciate it.
Same to you, Tom, and to our listeners.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, a conversation with Baltimore City Police Commissioner Michael Harrison. Here and Now is up now after the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. I really appreciate your joining us. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.